are no rules. We make them up as we go along.
Oh, I like that even better. All right. If there were a rule for Fact or Bullcrap, it's that I make a statement. The two gentlemen in the studio here, or Chris and Tom, whichever you feel is necessary, they fight to the death and trying to determine whether or not the statement I've made is true or false. You are very welcome to play along at home.
People who have followed the 4 years of Fact or Bullcrap have noted that Tom is very competitive. Tom does not like to lose.
Has it been that long?
It only seems longer to those of us playing the game.
Feels that way. All right.
Tom has won 9 times this year. I have won 5 times. We've had 3 ties.
We're going to talk about movies, subject matter of movies, the plots, and the actors and actresses of movies. All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Statement number one. There have been 6 Leprechaun movies so far. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, the series of Leprechaun horror movies.
Okay. Mm.
That sounds like too many. I'm going to say that's bullcrap.
This may have been a cult thing before it was on our radar screen. Fact.
It is fact. Ugh. 1 through 4. Then the spinoff, Leprechaun in the Hood, came out in
oh,
the year 2000.
Oh, stop. You're making that up.
And then that one got a sequel, Leprechaun Back to the Hood. Then a 7th movie called Leprechaun Origins comes out later this year.
Have you seen any of them?
Oh, haven't, no.
You should be ashamed.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen any of them. Shrek 2 is the highest grossing sequel of all time. Fact or bullcrap?
A lot of people like that Shrek thing, but wouldn't there have been Spider-Man and Batman sequels that would be bigger than Shrek?
I guess that's what you got to think about.
I think this is true. I'm going to go for back for the tie and say this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
Shrek 2 made $436 million, but The Dark Knight Rises
See?
made $448 million, and Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, not starring Dennis, made $475 million, although technically it's a prequel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
Shrek right. may have been the all-time biggest for animated or non-live
yeah.
movies.
All-time all highest right. rated starring a jackass.
I'm already in trouble. I'm down 2 here. Let's go.
All right. Statement number 3. The Never-Ending Story has 2 sequels. Fact or bullcrap?
I know it's got 1 for sure. Does it have 2?
When I was a kid, I thought The Never-Ending Story was really cool.
We've had 2 facts in a row, so I got to think this. I think there's only 1 sequel to The Never-Ending Story, so I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think there's only 1, 2, maybe even none. This is bullcrap.
The Never-Ending Story has 2 sequels. That is fact. Mm. The Never-Ending Story 2, The Next Chapter, and The Never-Ending Story 3, Escape from Fantasia.
I rented the first one for my kids, and of course it's outdated. The graphics stink and all of that.
Yeah.
And my kids, I said, this is great. This is one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. My kids, Dad, this sucks.
This movie's terrible.
Right.
All right, Disney has made 3 Cinderella movies. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, Disney's a minefield for categories like this, because is it made for their not-so-good cable show or right-to-DVD or whatever?
They probably
have, because, I mean, they just got to feed the programming monster with all the stuff they have on cable. This is fact.
I think there's only 2. I think there's the animated one, and then there's a live one. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
It's fact.
What? That's 4 facts in a row. What the heck is going on here?
Disney has made 3 Cinderella movies. The both 2 and number 3 went straight to video.
I'm 0 for 4. I am nice. Way behind here.
All right, let's see what you can do. And it's not the one about Shrek 2 was
oh, that's right, we tied. That's right. So,
see,
but
I, so well, not only are you wrong,
I'm 3
you're
behind.
Wrong.
I'm 3 behind. All right.
All right, here we go. Jaws 2 was the first major motion picture to use a Roman numeral in the title. Fact or bullcrap?
Like the 10 Commandments didn't have a big X in it.
Starring Malcolm. Anyway. Jaws 2, the first major motion picture to use a Roman numeral in the title.
Actually, I think the 2 was more common as a Roman numeral. I think writing out the 2 is something that we've done later on as we didn't learn our... I think this is bullcrap.
Well, we're due for a bullcrap after 4 straight facts. I thought this was fact, but I'm going to say this is bullcrap too.
It is bullcrap.
Yeah.
Jaws 2 used the number 2, the first major motion picture to use a Roman numeral, Godfather Part 2. It was the first and only sequel to win Best Picture, by the way. All right, we're going to now move to the actors and actresses.
I lead 4-1 here.
That's a good trivia question. Godfather 2 was the only sequel to win an Oscar as Best Picture. That's a good trivia question.
Well, keep that in mind. It may pop back up. All right, here we go. It's time to move on to actors and actresses that have played each other's love interest in a movie more than once. Fact or bullcrap, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, have they played each other's love interest in a movie more than once? Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say this is fact.
This is fact, because not only in Titanic, but in Revolutionary Road, they star opposite each other. This is fact.
Chris is absolutely correct. It is fact. Titanic in 97, Revolutionary Road in 2008. What about Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan? Fact or bullcrap?
Something more than you've got mail, huh? I'll say, well, you're first this time.
Were they not both in Sleepless in Seattle, too?
Oh, that's
was
the
Meg
one. I,
Ryan, the woman, and You've Got Mail, and probably some other not-so-good movies there, too, that women liked more than we did. This is fact.
I'll agree, fact.
It is fact. There were three. 1990, Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, God.
Something that Tom Hanks would like to forget.
Sleepless in Seattle in 93, and You've Got Mail in 98.
And if you've seen Meg Ryan recently, it's like her face is melting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? More than once? Fact or bullcrap?
Well, considering how they've been later on in life, more than once, I would imagine, almost every night at this point.
Oh, jeez. I think they met on, what, the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So I don't think they've ever done it except that movie as far as starring across from each other. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
Oh, they've done it, but this is bullcrap.
Yeah.
It is bullcrap. The only movie they've been in together, 2005's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay, what about Charlize Theron and Keanu Reeves? Whoa.
What movie were they in together?
Don't quit asking for help. You're losing.
She was very active. She'd been in a lot. She was doing 3 or 4 movies a year, which for a big Hollywood star is a lot. I think this is fact. Although, damn if I know which movie.
Well, I'll say bullcrap just to try to catch up, but I'm still too far behind anyway.
It's fact.
Yeah.
The Devil's Advocate in 1997 and then Sweet November in 2001.
Oh, yeah, everybody remembers that one.
All right, what about Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone? Fact or bullcrap?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Bullcrap.
Fact.
It's bullcrap. The only movie they've been together was Clueless, but Paul is coupled with several other actresses in more than one movie. He was Jennifer Aniston's love interest. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Who cares? All right, so that's it. That's the...
I got stomped this week.
Yeah, 7. Now you made it closer at the end. 7-5.
7-5. A worthy competition, my friend. Congratulations. Chris, keep up the good work.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I love Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.